3:45 left in the fourth.
Keegan Valentine this year has shot roughly around 44% from the foul line, 41% last year. So maybe this is something he's worked on.
There's improvement.
And it does fall in.
That bounced on the rim about 18 times, I think. And falls.
He's trying to find a way home.
Valentine with 12 points. And his first points in the second half. 16-point lead for Lakers. Check that, 17, as it's both made free throws. Valentine is 3-for-4 from the free throw line tonight.
And that's 75%. Nice, yes. Marked improvement.
Baranski top of the key, being guarded by Wisner. Has to pick up his dribble. Over to Kowalski, left wing, against Krzyzewski. Top of the key to Berry. Down to the low post to Koth, their leading scorer. Back out to Baranski for three. No good. Rebound, though, held alive by Koth, and he is fouled. 2. Foul goes against Drew Scholl. That is his fourth foul.
Wait a second. Did he say two?
Number two.
Ah, that's Keegan Valentine. That
Excuse me.
Number
Drew,
four.
Yeah, regardless, four fouls for Keegan Valentine. Koth at the free throw line, shooting 1-1. He makes the first, so he gets the second. Koth with 21 points on the night. Trying to make it 22 and cut the deficit to 15. It sits at 16 right now. Makes both of them. 66-51, 3:22 left in the fourth. Brennan Wisner dribbling up at the top of the key, being guarded by Berry. Won some high screens, and everyone is above the high post now. Braden Smith. As they try and feed it down to the baseline to Brennan Wisner, and this pass was errant, and it's a turnover. Here come the Warriors. Baranski at the right wing has it stolen away, but it goes out of bounds. Krzyzewski with the hustle play. 2:59 left in the fourth, 66-51. Baranski gets the inbound for North here on, dribbles into the paint, goes up for the layup. This one can't fall, gets his own rebound though, and can't hang on to it, and Laker ball.
2:50 to go, 66-51. Lakers on top.
North Huron showing pressure in the full court style. Drew Scholler dribbles through it. Over to a wide open. Braden Smith goes up for the layup. It counts and one. Braden Smith with 8 points of the night with the potential of 9. North Huron foul will be the 8th team foul. And it goes against Brandon Bruce. That's his first. Krzyzewski, meanwhile, sits down for Lakers. Braden Smith going for the old-fashioned three-point play. Leading 68-51. Makes the free throw.
That's our first for the night.
Yes, it is. 9 points for Braden Smith, all coming in the second half. 7 of those in the fourth quarter. Matt Koth over to Berry in the corner, down to the right block, turns and shoots for Bruce, and he gets an and-one situation. So he goes to the line for an old-fashioned three-point play. Basket counts goes against number 21, Carson Binder, his first team's 8th. Substitution North Huron, number 22, Ray Hines, replaces number 14, Connor Kowalski.
Bruce is a junior.
And a tall glass of water, mind you.
They do need to go ahead and not ignore the trees, put them in there and see what they can do.
Misses the free throw, but Koth cleans up the boards, and he goes up for the shot, and he is fouled, so he will go to the line for 2 shots. Foul goes against number 21, Carson Binder, who's just picked up his 2nd foul in about 30 seconds.
Matt Koth on the line. He's really shown a lot of energy tonight.
22 points. And 5-for-6 from the free throw line, and now 6-for-7. North Huron not giving up. They're still down by 15, but there were many different opportunities that this game could be blown out to about 25 or 30 as he misses the 2nd free throw. Rebound, Carson Binder. In this quarter, North Huron has 3 offensive boards. Lakers has 3 defensive boards. Lakers taking their time. Top of the key, Binder. Over to Drew Scholler, left wing. To Braden Smith into the corner to Keegan Valentine with 4 fouls. goes in for the layup, and he misses it. Gets his own rebound, though. Top of the key to Wisner. Now he dives down the lane, goes up for the shot, and he is fouled. He goes in line for two shots. Brennan Wisner is 4-for-4 from the free throw line for 15 points altogether. Foul goes against number 35, Brandon Bruce. His second and team's ninth. Double bonus for both teams from this point forward, the remaining minute and 55. Brennan Wisner appears to be a little tired. He left that free throw a little short. Substitution, North Huron, replacing Baranski is number 20, a junior, Justin Whalen. 69-54, Lakers by 15. Brennan Wisner's second free throw is up, and this one's good. And we have tacos, 70 points for the Lakers, 54 for North Huron. Time of the key to Bruce. To the right wing for the long three to Barry, no good. Rebound still loose and out of bounds, Laker ball. Minute 40 remains, 70-54. Both teams entering tonight were struggling offensively. That is not the case. Brennan Wisner retreats to midcourt. Being guarded by Barry at 8 feet. Over to Smith, right wing. To King and Valentine, back to Smith at the little right block. Back to Schuller, goes up for the shot, and he is fouled. He will go to the line for two shots. 10th team foul for North Huron. Foul goes against, I do believe, number 12, Matt Koth. That is his third. Drew Schuller at the line, shooting two. First free throw, this one's up and good. He has 7 points of the night, and he is 3-for-3 from the free throw line. Substitutions to muck here for the green and white. Smith sits down, Valentine sits down, and looks like Drew Schuller on a make will be sitting down as well. 71-54. Drew Schuller's second free throw is up, and this is good.
Perfect for the night.
Schuller ends up with 8 points altogether. He sits down and is replaced by number 10, Ignacio Arnett Iglesias.
You've been waiting a long time.
I've been
to
waiting
say
a
that.
Long time to say that name. Minute 15 left in the fourth, 72-54, Lakers by 18. Barry being guarded by Van Tiflet. Down the baseline. Back out to number 42, Nick Schramsky. Back to Barry. Now Bruce against number 22 of Lakers, Brandon Wischlager, and he draws the foul. So this will put Bruce to the line for two shots. He already missed one on the evening on trying to complete an old-fashioned three-point play. 102 remains in the fourth, 72-54, just before we hit 9 p.m. on our watches. First free throw from Brandon Bruce is good. He now has 3 points. Substitution for Lakers, Brennan Wisner sits down. He is replaced by number 15. John, who's number 15?
Good golly. Another mystery.
Lakers has 72 points and 14 changes on their roster. Free throw, second free throw is no good, and on the rebound we have a push. And this will go against Lakers. And goes against Brandon Wischlager again. So now at the line is number 22, Ray Hines, trying to get in the books the first time tonight. In what feels like a marathon of a game, Ray Hines fits his first free throw. He's officially in the books with 1 point. 72-56. North Huron trailing by 16 points. Second free throw is just as good as the first. Down to 15. 72-57, 1 minute remaining in regulation. Van Tiflin for Lakers bringing it up against Barry. Dribbling to the right wing, all the way down to the baseline, goes up for the shot, and he is fouled, so he'll go to the line for two shots. So we send Van Tiflin to the free throw line. It was turned just, this game seems to never end. Foul goes against Nick Schramsky, his second. Van Tiflin's first free throw is good. He's in the books now with 1 point.